This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Your news.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Houston man faces sentencing after he pleaded guilty to charges he tried to smuggle high-powered semiconductors to China. The federal government has now unsealed the case against Alan Hsu. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Ganji says Hsu bought $160 million worth of powerful chips designed to run artificial intelligence.
And we're not talking about AI like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini. Rather, this AI can be used for direct military applications such as designing weapons, operating drones, and analyzing intelligence data.
Prosecutors didn't comment on what the chips were going to be used for. Hsu has a sentencing hearing February 18th. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says about $4,000 in his campaign fund have been stolen. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, News 88.7's Natalie Weber has more.
Houston police have identified a person of interest who used to work for the law firm that's representing George as he battles his own criminal charges. That's according to a court filing in George's case from late last month. George reported the missing campaign funds in October. According to court records, George reported unauthorized transfers from his campaign account to an apartment complex, T-Mobile, and Xfinity. The person of interest is not named in the court filings. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
The University of Houston won't have to travel far for its first bowl game under Coach Willie Fritz. The Cougars are playing LSU at NRG Stadium December 27th in the Kinder Texas Bowl.
This is awesome. I think it gives us an opportunity, I think, to have a great turnout from our fans. We're going to be here local.
It's the University of Houston's first bowl game in 3 years. For tonight, we're expecting mostly clear skies, overnight low dropping down to about 42 degrees. Sunny skies on Tuesday, high near 64. And then tomorrow night, lows near 49 degrees. Wednesday, high 73. I'm Gail DeLauder.